Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to spend these next few minutes with me. And the title of the message this week is God's Antidote for Discouragement. And if you listened yesterday, you know what the answer is, and that is hope. God, I shared quite a few scriptures yesterday about the importance of hope and how we have that hope stirred up in our hearts, because discouragement is the opposite, the antithesis of hope. We get discouraged. There's many things in our personal lives that occur, and just living in the world around us, it's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual prerequisite that we stay in hope. So we shouldn't be moved from hope. Colossians 1:23 says, speaking of Jesus Christ having reconciled us, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard. We should never be moved away for the true hope that the gospel gives us, not just for eternal life with Jesus, with our God, but hope for the world in which we are living. And we should seek the full assurance of hope. Hebrews 6:11 says, and we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. What is the writer saying? The apostles, those who were ministering the good news of the gospel, desired that every one of God's people would have the same diligence. And sometimes we just, you know, that we can get discouraged. There's some things can happen that just take the rug out from under us. But we have to be diligent not to lose that full assurance of hope. God gives us that, just like He gives us faith. It's not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. It is faith that God gives us. It is hope that God gives us. It is love that God gives us, so that we not only can love Him back, but we can show His love to others. And one of the most important things to understand, beloved, is it is hope that will cause us to triumph over difficulties. For example, let me give a scripture, and I'm sharing much scripture in this message, Romans 4:18, and the word is speaking of Abraham, when it says, who against hope believed in hope. He believed in hope that it was a way of keeping him strengthened, and he believed what God had told him. Two ways of looking at that. He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. And if you're familiar with the story of Abraham, God promised him a son, but then there was no natural seed. There was no son. Both Abraham and Sarah had reached an advanced age that it was virtually impossible to have a son. But God waited to show that He is God and He is able to fulfill His word. So how is hope obtained? We've been talking about, how do we get faith? This is important. Well, Romans also gives us an answer of how we do that. It's through faith. And remember, God has given to every man a measure of faith. And you can say, oh, Sister Glass, I just don't feel like I have much faith. Yes, you have all the faith you need. You may not have the faith of someone else who's mature in the Lord or who is out on the battlefield in terms of the work of the enemy or a missionary. But the point is, you have the faith. I have always been absolutely convinced of that, because God would be unjust. You have the faith you need for your life right now. He's given it to you. And so we can have faith as well as hope. Let me read the scripture in Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, this is just the statement of what has preceded, being justified by faith, and that we have been, if we have accepted Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. Do you hear that? Into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope to the glory of God. You can't separate them, faith and hope. And we'll go on. I'm going to share some further scriptures as we go on. But it's through faith. Another scripture, Galatians 5:5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. The Amplified Translation says, for we by faith anticipate and wait for the blessings and good for which our righteousness and our right standing with God causes us to hope. Because of Jesus, not because we are perfect in ourselves, not because we are without sin. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he's faithful to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus upon our lives, upon our soul and spirit, all that we are. And a time is coming when God will create a new heaven and earth in wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's not the true of our earth right now, but Jesus is returning, and there will be peace on the earth, no famine, no wars. Satan will be loosed again at the end of that thousand-year millennial reign, and then he will be soundly defeated and placed where he belongs, in the lake of fire. That's why he's working so hard. He knows what his end is going to be, and he's doing all he can to cause hurt to God's creation, mankind, as well as causing sorrow to God's heart for those who refuse the great salvation that is offered unto us. How do we obtain hope? Well, through faith, but also through the gospel. People in the world, the unsaved, they don't really have hope. They might hope for small temporal things, but in terms of the big questions, the big issues of life, what happens when I die? Oh, you just, you know, dissolve into nothingness. Well, that's not what the Word says. That's not what Christians believe. And if you haven't accepted Jesus, what are you willing to do? What if Christians are right? All right. So Colossians 1 and 5 says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. Colossians 1:23, in that same chapter, it says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. So we obtain hope through faith, through the gospel, and also through grace. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Did you hear that? He's given us good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts. The Lord Jesus, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Praise God. And so, beloved, what does it mean to hope? Just reviewing again, it's a Hebrew word meaning to wait, to hope, to expect, to be patient, to tarry. It is a sense of expectation in hope rooted in God. What is this importance? The hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. That means, what is a heart? It's a masculine Hebrew noun, the center or middle of something. More commonly in Scripture, it means the totality of man's inner or immaterial nature. The Hebrews rather combine the soul and spirit together. It's man's deepest, innermost feelings. And What is life? Well, that Hebrew adjective means living alive, sustaining life, to live prosperously, to be quickened, to revive from sickness, right? This word denotes a set of experience. It's not an abstract principle of vitality, which is separate from the body. The Hebrews viewed man holistically, body, mind, spirit. They were a unified whole, and life was associated with health and prosperity and vitality, while death was a very opposite. That's why their word shalom, it encompasses all those good things. The New English Bible states, hope deferred makes the heart sick. A wish come true is the staff of life. Modern language says hope drawn out makes the heart sick, but a longing come true is a tree of life. The Living Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. Praise God. Well, we're going to be looking at that a little more closely as we go on, but I'd still like to continue on in the concept of how do we get hope. Hope is obtained through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. Romans 15 and 4 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, in other words, in God's Word, were written for our learning. They were examples for us, beloved, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Praise God. Oh, it's just wonderful talking about hope and hearing what the Word has to say about it. Well, beloved, I hope you're being encouraged and strengthened, and my time is just flying away, and we must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without my usual invitation. If you're going through a difficult time, beloved, I alone answer the mail. No one else reads the mail, and I will send back to you a personal letter, whatever God gives, that would encourage your heart and strengthen you if you've been fighting discouragement. And I will pray for you. I pray for you, in fact, every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. I thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I could respond personally. I can't spend very much time on emails. I love you. Thank God for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,